This is a podcast by the Positive Psychology People.
The transformative power of positive psychology in healthcare. Nurturing well-being for a healthier tomorrow. Introduction. In the ever-evolving landscape of healthcare, a paradigm shift has occurred. Moving beyond the traditional focus of treating illness to a more holistic approach that emphasizes overall well-being. Positive psychology, a field that emerged in the late 20th century, has played a pivotal role in reshaping the healthcare landscape. By concentrating on the positive aspects of human experience, positive psychology has introduced a refreshing perspective that not only complements traditional medical approaches, but also enhances the overall quality of healthcare. Understanding positive psychology in healthcare. Positive psychology in healthcare is founded on the belief that health is not merely the absence of disease, but also the presence of positive emotions, resilience, and a sense of purpose. This field explores the factors that contribute to a fulfilling life and aims to integrate them into healthcare practices to promote better patient outcomes. The role of positive psychology in healthcare. Number one, enhancing patient-centered care. Positive psychology places a strong emphasis on understanding the individual's patient's needs, preferences, and values. By incorporating patient-centered care principles, healthcare providers can foster a more collaborative and empathetic relationship with their patients. This approach not only improves patient satisfaction, but also contributes to better treatment adherence and outcomes. Number two, preventive healthcare. Positive psychology promotes a proactive approach to healthcare by focusing on preventive measures, encouraging individuals to adopt positive lifestyle changes such as regular exercise, a balanced diet, and stress management. It helps prevent the onset of various health issues. This approach aligns with the adage, prevention is better than cure, and has been proven effective in reducing the burden of healthcare systems. Number three, promoting resilience and coping strategies. Illness and medical treatments can take toll on an individual's mental well-being. Positive psychology intervention helps patients to develop resilience and coping strategies to navigate through challenging times. Techniques such as mindfulness, gratitude exercise, and positive affirmations have been integrated into healthcare settings to alleviate stress and anxiety. Positive psychology intervention in healthcare. Number one, mindfulness-based stress reduction. Mindfulness, a key component of positive psychology, has gained widespread recognition for its effectiveness in healthcare. Mindfulness-based stress reduction programs pioneered by Dr. Jon Kabat-Zinn have been implemented in various healthcare settings to help patients manage chronic pain, anxiety, and depression. Research indicates that MBSR can lead to improvements in both mental and physical health. Number two, positive psychotherapy. Positive psychotherapy is a therapeutic approach that focuses on enhancing positive emotions, strengths, and overall psychological well-being. It has been successfully used in the treatment of various mental health conditions, including depression. By emphasizing client strengths and encouraging positive emotions, this intervention contributes to a more comprehensive and sustainable recovery. Number three, gratitude practices. Gratitude interventions involve cultivating a sense of appreciation for the positive aspects of life. In healthcare, expressing gratitude has been associated with improved mental health and increased resilience. Simple practices such as keeping a gratitude journal or expressing thanks to healthcare providers can provide a positive mindset during challenging health situations. Real life examples. Number 1. Cleveland Clinic Center for Integrative and Lifestyle Medicine. The Cleveland Clinic has embraced positive psychology by establishing a Center for Integrative and Lifestyle Medicine. This center incorporates various positive interventions, such as mindfulness and stress reduction programs, into patient care. By integrating these practices, the clinic aims to enhance overall well-being and improve patient outcomes. Number 2. Penn Medicine Positive Psychology Program. The Positive Psychology Program at Penn Medicine focuses on incorporating positive psychology principles into the patient care. Through workshop and interventions, patients are equipped with skills to enhance their psychological resilience and improve their ability to cope with medical challenges. The program has shown promising results in improving patient satisfaction and engagement. Conclusion: positive psychology has emerged as a transformative force in healthcare, offering a holistic approach to that extends beyond the traditional medical model. By emphasizing positive emotions, strengths, and individual well-being, positive psychology interventions contribute to a more patient-centered, preventive, and resilient healthcare system. That's once again patient-centered, preventive, and resilient healthcare system. Very important. Real-life examples from institutions like the Cleveland Clinic and the Penn Medicine demonstrates the tangible benefits of incorporating positive psychology into healthcare practices. As the field continues to evolve, the integration of positive psychology holds the promise for creating a healthcare landscape that not only treats illness but also nurtures the flourishing of individuals, paving the way for a healthier and more fulfilling tomorrow.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and comment. Visit our website at thepositivepsychologypeople.com and connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. The Positive Psychology People is dedicated to sharing the evidence-based science of what makes a life worth living. Please share this episode with friends or family or anyone you think might find it valuable. Thank you for your support.